This is Brian Finale, and you're listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to grow, get better, and rewire your mind for success so you can build the business of your dreams. And now, it's time to dig deep with an MLSP industry top earner. Let's rock.
Welcome to another episode of the My Lead System Pro Wake Up Call Podcast. We have another amazing leader with us today. She's really our kind of, you know, I've coined her as kind of our in-house social media queen, and really because she's got her ear to the ground and just really has heart rate. She got her basically her ear to the ground on all of the social media platforms when it comes to like Instagram, Facebook. She's doing Pinterest, Periscope. She's got a couple of, well, one big product, her main one inside of My Lead System Pro is InstaLead Magic, which has helped me almost reach 10,000 followers on Instagram very quickly, and I don't really spend too much time at all on that, and for that I am grateful. April is, she's an L5 leader inside of My Lead System Pro, and on a hunt here for L6 before Live the Dream 7, which she will be a speaker at, and you definitely, if you haven't gotten your tickets for that, you absolutely deserve to go get your tickets and meet this gal, because she's a powerhouse, full-time entrepreneur building a network marketing business and just doing the thing, man. And it's we love her. She's on our executive mastermind team, which is our highest active leadership group inside of My Lead System Pro. So L5 Rockstar, I believe soon to be L6. I'm betting on you here, April. I definitely know you can do it, obviously, but let's bring her out, guys. Happy Friday, April Marie Tucker. Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Good morning, Brian. Yeah, really close. L6, right around the corner. I can't wait. So it's really exciting because I've been here, gosh, I've been an MLSP since June of 2010. And it's funny because I'm not one of the ones that bounced around. I literally paid my membership and I've always been active in MLSP ever since. So I understood. I got the concept that, you know, you have to learn. So, and I've learned so much from this community and from the leadership here. It's just amazing. So really excited to be on the call with you guys. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not just learning, you're doing it, man. The blog looks hot. You're moving forward. I see what you're doing. You're doing some great stuff. Just right on. Thank you for being here. And I'm mute up. The call is yours.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian. All right, awesome. So it's Financial Freedom Friday. Woo! I love Fridays. I don't know why, but I don't know. I think it's just ingrained in me. I just love them. You know, my kids are actually off of school today, so it almost felt like Saturday. I was like, wait, I got to do a wake-up call. It's Friday. So I'm just really excited to be here, guys. I am, oh my gosh, you know, one of the things that I see people, especially when they come online, is one of the things that they truly lack, and it's not their fault. A lot of the times people, they just want to come online and they just want to come jump into a home business opportunity. They want to make money, you know. They're here to make money, and I understand that because, you know, hey, we all need to make some money here, you know. But one of the often, I think, most missed things that people don't really learn is how to become a leader, you know, becoming a leadership. And I honestly don't feel like it's something that you can just go read a book on and all of a sudden you're a leader. You know, people step into leadership. You know, you grow as a leader. So as I'm going through, I'm actually going to be talking about 10 traits of successful leaders. And as I'm going through, remember that it's not an overnight thing, you know, but you have to start moving in that direction and growing into the leader that you seek. And I always say, you know, become the leader that you seek, because leadership can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So I actually compiled a list of 10 traits that I think are very important and important for me as a leader. So I wanted to just share those with you guys because I think they're super important as you're stepping into your leadership role and growing into the leader that you seek over the next years, however long. Okay, and we're always growing. We're always growing. I'm always improving and getting better, becoming a better leader, and trying to you know, lead people the right way. So you know, it's a constant thing. And I know Brian, he's been, you know, longer than me, and he's grown in so many ways. I've actually been able to watch him grow a little bit over the last 6 years. So it's one of those things that you grow into, definitely. So here are 10 top traits that I think all successful leaders have, and definitely things that you should consider working on improving as you're stepping into your leadership role. Number one is action. Leaders take swift and immediate action. I cannot begin to tell you, how many people I see, they want to become a leader, but yet they're not doing the simplest things. They're not reaching out to 10 or more network marketers every day. They're not doing the simple things. They're sitting here and they're absorbing all this information, but they're not doing the activity. They're not taking action. So leaders take swift and immediate action. They do not wait for perfect conditions. They do not wait for perfect conditions. They jump off the cliff and they figure out how to fly on the way down. That doesn't mean that they don't have a plan or they don't know, vision or whatever. But what I mean by that is they figure out, maybe the tools and stuff that they need on the way down. So take swift and immediate action on everything you do. Execution is key. That is one of the things that I've really, I never really struggled so much with. I guess I tend to procrastinate on some things, but for the most part, I really am somebody who just executes, and I don't wait. I don't sit there and wait, oh, I think I might or I may. I don't do that. So make sure that that's something that you write down. Action is key to everything. It is the key to everything that you desire in this world. All right, inspiration. I just wrote this down because this is a quote, and I think it was Randy Gage, and I can't remember exactly. It might have been Jim Rome, but I thought it was Randy Gage. Leaders inspire others to do things they normally would not do. I actually think that the way that you don't, the most effective way to do that is by you just going out and doing. Everybody's like, how do I motivate my team? How do I get them going? How do I inspire them? The only way that you're going to inspire others is by you going out and doing it first. Everybody else will follow. They'll be like, wow, they're doing it. And then the other thing is, too, and I've just noticed this after building my network marketing business over the years, is your team's only going to do a certain percentage of what you're going to do. So don't expect them to all do exactly everything that you do. I do money-producing activities every single day in my business. I don't do 10%. I operate on complete 100%. But I know that my team is only going to do a certain percentage of that. So just expect that as you're going, because I think a lot of times people are like, well, why isn't everybody else wanting to do this? And why isn't everybody else working as hard as me? And blah, blah, blah. Well, expect that only a percentage will. That's just the way it is. But always, always, always go out there, do it first, inspire others by doing. That's the only way. Number three, learning. Leaders are learners. They're readers. They're always taking opportunity to invest in themselves and get better, They focus on self-improvement all the time. They understand that in order for their teams to do better, they must do better. They must become better. They must invest in themselves. I think that's one of the biggest things. And I talked a little bit earlier on in the call when Brian was talking, seriously, when I found MLSP, I hung on to it because it was like the lifeline of my business. I knew that in order for me to succeed, it wasn't just about the tools for me. I dropped out of high school twice. I probably have about a ninth grade education. I did get a good enough diploma. But somewhere down the line when I joined my network marketing business and I was hitting a brick wall over and over and over again, I realized I probably needed to learn. So I literally took MLSP and I treated it like my college, like school, like real university stuff. I never said, oh, the payment's too much or I need to make money with it. I never thought like that. And I still to this day, a lot of times, I look at it as a learning platform for my business, a place that I can go and I can learn. And if you can wrap your mind around that and start thinking in terms of, You need to always be continually investing in your skill sets. I mean, look at a lot of professions, doctors, hairdressers, they're constantly learning. They're constantly having to go learn new skills and go to conventions and go to workshops and things like that. Why? Because it's necessary to be the best. It's necessary for your growth if you want to really earn in the top 10% of your field. So just keep that in mind that I wanted to kind of point that out to people because I know a lot of the times I see the mindset of, but I want to make money. And trust me, like I said before, we all want to make money. And it's so cool that you can earn some affiliate commissions with MLSP. And guess what? It's a tool that you need for your business. It's a learning platform. It's an educational platform. It's education that you absolutely need anyways. So how cool is it that you can pay for your tuition by getting a couple people? I mean, that's the coolest thing ever. And then if you want to, you can really scale it up and make as much as you want here. But first, focus on the education. First, focus on becoming a better leader, getting better and educating yourself. All right, so 4, vision. Leaders have vision. You know, they know where they are going. They know where they're focused on their goals. Nothing can stand in the way because they have a vision for their future. It's so critical that you sit down and you write a vision for where you want to be in the next year, in the next 90 days, and focus on that. You know, people will follow you because you have vision, because you see a brighter future. All right. 5, mentorship. I think this is probably one of the biggest things, in my opinion, anyways. I'm always, in my leadership, I'm always focused on teaching and growing my team. You know, not by just growing them by people, but by growing them as an individual. You know, leaders create other leaders. They mentor, they teach. They show people the way by showing them the way, literally, okay? So always remember that you need to teach your team. You need, in order to lead your team, you have to constantly be, you know, really just investing in them, you know, and teaching. 6 is courage. I don't know. I mean, we're not fearless. Leaders aren't fearless. I wouldn't say that we don't have fear. But we have courage. We're willing to stand up. We're willing to face our fear every day. You have to have courage if you want to lead. You have to face your fear every day. One of the things that, I mean, I was scared of my shadow when I first started. Believe me, I wasn't by any means. I did not have a lot of courage. In fact, I hung up on people when I would call them because I'd get so nervous. I'm cold calling, you know, because that's what I was taught to do by my upline when I first started. And, you know, the guy's like, yeah, I think I might be interested in starting one of those home businesses. And I'm like, really? Okay, bye. I didn't know what to say. You know, a lot of that comes from inadequacy. So that's why it's important that you invest in yourself all the time. But my point here is I picked up the phone again. Okay, I pushed through that fear. I kept going forward, even though I was scared. And even when, you know, things were really hard and tough, I mean, when I started, I was a cocktail waitress. I worked a graveyard 10 hours a night, a graveyard shift. I literally went to work at 8 o'clock at night and returned home at 7 o'clock in the morning. Okay? I'm telling you, I was scared all the time. I didn't have a lot of courage. I had no experience. I had no experience. My basic skills are copy and paste. So believe me when I tell you, you know, that's something that definitely you have to face every day. So what I did in a little trick is I just moved a little more outside my comfort zone. I faced a little more fear every single day. I didn't take it all on at once. Let it scare the crap out of me. You know, that'd be crazy. But I did a little more every single day to face that fear of video. I pushed myself to do a video every single day. My videos were, I mean, they were very amateur when I started. They weren't perfect. And in fact, a lot of them had really noisy backgrounds. I was just listening to some of my earlier videos. They were very unprofessional, you know. And but the thing was is that I was moving in a direction. You know, it didn't matter. I was moving in a direction. I was getting more and more closer to my goal just by doing that one activity. And I was facing my fear of video every day. And I did that for 30 days straight. 30 days straight, I did a video, and I conquered that fear. Before I knew it, I became pretty good at it. I became, you know, excellent at it. My videos are a lot better than they were back then. I can totally see the difference. So, you know, face your fear every day. Move closer to your goals every single day, but most importantly, just step outside of your comfort zone a little more each and every day. All right, number 7, people. Focus on people, guys, rather than your paycheck. You know, focus on the growth of your people rather than a paycheck. I'm telling you, it will make a world of difference for you if you just focus on adding value to someone's day, leaving people better than the way that you found them, you know. If you sit there and you focus and you focus on the checks, people will see that you have dollar signs in your eyes. There's just no way around it. People won't want to follow you. They won't see you as somebody that's genuine and really looking out for them. People, in order for people to really want to work with you, they have to like, know, and trust you. And if they don't feel like you're genuinely interested in them, there's going to be a huge trust barrier, and they're not going to want to join you. So it's really, 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 really important that you put people first. I myself, I'm always trying to do things for my team. I'm thinking of them first. I don't go join all these shiny objects that you see online. Why? Because I think of my team, okay? Could I go and join the next hottest, biggest thing and probably make a buck, you know, a couple of bucks? Yeah, I probably make a lot of money. But I don't do it because I'm focused on my people. I'm focused on the people that follow me because I don't want them to be confused. I want them to do what I did and lay a strong foundation for their business so that they can leave a legacy for their children, okay? Because if we're jumping around and we're moving around all these different things, people will get confused, they get overwhelmed, they oftentimes never make any money. And so that's why it's important that you're always making decisions for your team. You're always making decisions for people versus just yourself. Be selfless. And I think I should have added that one, but that is a big one, selfless. Be selfless. 8, integrity. I mean, that just kind of goes back to the same thing. I mean, it's all based around integrity. You know, always wanting to be doing the right thing rather than the easy thing, you know. Do the right thing rather than the easy thing. It's so much easier, actually, to do the right thing first than the easy thing now, you know, because later on it always comes around and bites you in the butt. So have integrity, you know, lead with integrity. Be that person that people want to be like, because that's what it's really all about. I mean, people, honestly, they don't join you, you know, because of your products or whatever in your business. They join you because they want what you have. They join you because they respect you. They see value in joining you. That's why they join you. I mean, anything else, if it's about the products or it's about anything else, it's just about, I mean, they're just customers, you know. They're not really team builders, people that are lifelong partners. You know, I look at my team and I have lifelong partners on my team. I mean, really, people that I've helped, I've mentored over the years, and they're not going anywhere because, why? Because I've helped them. Because friends don't really leave friends. And sometimes they do. But in a true friendship, they don't. So always keep it about having integrity. Yes. All right, 9, humility, transparency. It could be both. I find people that are humble, they're not just trying to, you know, they're not always out there just trying to make everything look perfect and, you know, kind of disguise themselves. You know, if you make a mistake, if something's, you know, I personally point out my mistakes. I point out my flaws. I think it's really great way, not only, we all learn from our mistakes and our flaws, but it's great for other people to learn from them too. And I'm not saying go out there and point out every single flaw that you have or mistake. But, you know, when I make them or I'm on a webinar and I say the wrong thing or I might giggle, or if I can't open up a page, or I can't find something, or, and this happens a lot to me, you know, and if anybody's ever watched me in my training, they know I'm like, uh-oh, you know, I can't find this or that. See, this is why you don't do that, you know. Be transparent. Be a transparent person. I was really sick beginning of this year, you know, surgery, all this stuff. I was very transparent about it, you know. I feel like it was a great lesson, not only for myself, but for other people that, you know, people don't really value their health, and sometimes it's a good wake-up call for others. You know, if you're having some health challenges or whatever, I was very transparent about it. I think there's a lot you can learn from that, especially since, you know, if I were to have missed all the work that I would have missed, you know, being that sick and having surgery and all that stuff, I wouldn't have a job. I'm just grateful. You know, it's a great example of why I do what I do. So I had no problem just being a transparent, having humility over that. So number 10, reliability, perseverance. You know, I'm just going to say reliable. You mean leaders do what they say they're going to do as much as possible. I mean, sometimes things stand in the way and you can't, but they follow through, you know. They do what they say they're going to do, and they follow through. They don't just, you know, start one thing, move on to the next, you know, and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm just going to throw perseverance in there, and this is actually probably 11. But I ended up throwing that in there because leaders don't quit. We don't quit. We don't stop. I've been with MLSP, never missed a payment since June of 2010. I didn't flop. I didn't go anywhere else. We stay. Leaders stay. They don't quit. They keep going. They keep moving forward. They don't set that example for their team. Okay? I don't know how many times I've talked with people and they're like, my leader quit, my upline quit. Oh my gosh, you know? That's not leadership. Leadership doesn't abandon their teams. They don't leave people high and dry. You know, and they just don't do that. So, you know, following through and then just persevering is key, guys, if you want to be a successful leader. So those are my top 10. I'm just going to end with a quick quote, a couple of quotes, actually. Just number one is, remember, how you do anything is how you do everything. I mean, I'm always thinking, you know, how can I do this better? How can I be better? You know, think like a top earner. Do things that top earners do. But always remember, even when you're cutting your grass or you're out there weeding your garden or whatever it is, you're cleaning your car, are you somebody who is sloppy and doesn't pay attention to detail? You know, do you clean it real good or do you, you know, not? Do you not clean your car? You know, just remember that. And then my second quote I want to leave you with is, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. And that's a John C. Maxwell quote. And I absolutely love that one because we're not just leading so people follow. We're showing the way. We're going the way. We're in the trenches. We're doing it. And that's leadership in my eyes. So with that, guys, join me over at MLSPFanClub.com. Would love to hear your feedback and any comments that you had. What was the number one leadership trait in your book? I would love to hear from you guys. Follow me or go over to MLSPFanClub.com, and I will see you guys over there. Everybody, happy Friday. Make it a great day. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast with Brian Finale and the MLSP Leaders. To learn how MLSP can help you get more leads and make more money in your business starting today, visit www.mlsp.com and take your risk-free test drive. MLSP.com. That's MLSP.com, creating tomorrow's leaders today.